front page drama from the files of the American Weekly.
You're never going back, Mary. I gave you your chance and you turned it down. Now I'm going to shut you up for good.
Stop talking nonsense, Chester.
Our canoe is going to overturn accidentally, and you're going to drown. When I get back to the hotel, I'll be brokenhearted, but you'll be dead.
Chester Graham was certain he could commit a murder and get away with it. But murder will out. And in this case, it came out in a most unusual way. Listen as Front Page Drama brings you an exciting crime story from the files of the American Weekly, the great magazine that is distributed with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. Our story took place exactly 44 years ago in June. Because the vacation season had not yet started, the small Adirondack Hotel overlooking the mountain lake had only a few guests. Among them were Chester and Mary Graham, an attractive married couple. Right after breakfast on the second day of their visit, they approached Eli Kroc, the hotel proprietor.
Mr. Kroc, my wife and I would like to spend the day canoeing on the lake. Could you have a box lunch put up for us?
Nothing could be easier. When'd you like to start?
Just as soon as it's ready.
That's good. I'll tell the cook right away.
All right. One other thing. Could you tell me where I'll find a nice, quiet spot with a beach? We'll want to go swimming.
But, Chester, I don't know how to swim.
Well, you can stay in the shallow water, dear. How about it, Mr. Kroc? Any beaches nearby?
Well, let me see. Now, there's Owl Cove. That ought to be pretty fine. It's about 4 miles up the lake.
Uh-huh.
There's a nice beach there and a grove of pines. Oh, that's a fine place for a picnic.
Well, how will I be able to tell it? Are there any houses around? Any landmarks?
No houses, but if you keep close to shore, you'll see the sandy bottom. Only place on the lake with a sandy bottom.
Uh-huh.
But don't go out too far, Mrs. Graham. Gets mighty deep right soon.
No, I won't.
All right, I'll get you lunch. Won't take but a few minutes, and then you two will be off by yourselves, just you and nature.
The sun's awfully strong. Want to borrow my hat?
No.
Oh, now stop sulking, Mary. You might just as well not have come the way you're acting.
This canoe trip was your idea, not mine. You know I hate the water.
Well, I wanted to get you away from the hotel.
Oh, Chester, why can't you really love me instead of just pretending like this?
Oh, Mary, stop it. Is that sand under the water?
Yes.
Well, this must be the place. I'll pull in here. All right, get out.
Hey, you left the lunch in the canoe.
It can wait. Sit down here. I want to talk to you.
You always talk. I want more than work. I want your love.
It's too late for that, Mary.
Then why'd you ask me to come up to this place?
Because up here I knew we could settle things once and for all.
I won't give you up.
You've got to. You know I'm not in love with you.
You were. Until you met that Nina Park.
Leave Nina out of this. Now, why can't you and I just part as friends?
After all I've done for you. Oh, no. If I can't have you, nobody else can.
Listen, Mary. I'm going to give you one last chance. Now, make up your mind to divorce me or suffer the consequences.
What consequences? You wouldn't dare do anything to me.
You're mistaken, Mary. If you won't free me to marry Nina, I'll kill you.
Don't make me laugh.
I've planned this carefully, Mary. That's why I insisted on our posing as such a happy couple on a second honeymoon. No one so much in love would be suspected of killing his wife, especially without an obvious motive.
You sound as if you meant it.
I do. Why else should I paddle to this godforsaken spot? I brought you here to kill you. You're never going back, Mary. I gave you your chance and you turned it down. Now I'm going to shut you up for good.
Stop talking nonsense, Chester.
Our canoe is going to overturn accidentally. And you're going to drown. When I get back to the hotel, I'll be brokenhearted. But you'll be dead.
You're crazy. Let go of me.
Come on, Mary. Into the water with you. When you're done for, I'll overturn the canoe and shove it out into the lake, and then I'll walk back.
No, let go of me.
It's no use. Come on.
Scream away. There's no one to hear you. Come on.
Please, Chester, don't. I'll do anything you want me to, honest. I won't stand in your way.
No, I'll make sure of that. Just by holding your head under water like this.
In a few minutes, the girl was dead. Then Chester turned the canoe over and pushed it out onto the lake. He erased the telltale footprints in the sand and started for the hotel, his story of the accident ready to be told. Stay with us for a minute when we will conclude this story of crime from the files of the American Weekly. Two of the greatest names in the history of moving pictures are Mary Pickford and Douglas Fairbanks. Adela Rogers St. John's, world-famous writer whose knowledge of Hollywood is based on years of experience and observation, brings you the true story of these two great artists. Don't miss the Pickford-Fairbanks story in the series called Love, Laughter, and Tears. It appears in the September 24th issue of the American Weekly. The American Weekly is the magazine that is distributed with a group of the nation's most distinguished Sunday papers. It reaches families in over 9.5 million homes, and it provides reading and enjoyment and added pleasure wherever it goes. Ask your dealer for that Sunday paper every week, which carries with it the American Weekly. Remember, when you read the American Weekly, you're sharing in the nation's reading habit. And now, back to our front page drama. When Chester returned to the hotel, he told Eli Kroc about the accident and then went to his room to change his clothes.
Come in.
This is the sheriff, Mr. Graham. He wants to talk to you.
Oh, come in. I was just changing my clothes. Didn't you tell the sheriff what happened, Mr. Kroc?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but I want to hear it from you, Graham.
Well, we paddled up the lake slowly. Got there about noon.
Got where?
Owl Cove. Or at least I think it was Owl Cove. I turned the canoe toward shore and then told Mary we were going to land. When she heard that, she suddenly stood up and, well, the canoe tipped over. We both went in.
His wife couldn't swim. She told me that this morning.
Let Graham tell it, Kroc.
When I came to the surface, I looked around for her. She hadn't come up.
All right. Take it easy, Graham. I know it's tough, but I have to know the details.
Well, I dove down under the water looking for her. I just couldn't see her. I went under again and again, but I never could so much as catch a glimpse of her.
Yeah?
Finally, I got too tired to stay in the water any longer. I swam ashore and came back here. That's the way it happened.
I see. Well, we're going to look for the body. You want to come along?
I'd rather not.
No. Okay, leave things to us then. Come along, Kroc. There's the canoe floating upside down.
Want to get it?
Might as well. Hey, wait a minute. What's that?
Hey, looks like...
Yep. Yeah, it's her. Stop the boat, Kroc. Yeah. Come up here, Kroc. Help me with her.
All right, I'm coming.
All right, now grab her.
Okay.
Now, pull.
Back to the hotel, Sheriff?
No. No, head for shore. I want to see where he come out.
Right. Why do you want to examine the shore, Sheriff?
Just routine, that's all.
How does it look to you, Sheriff?
Yeah, looks like an accident, all right. Nothing here on shore to make me think different. Yeah, here are his footprints where he come ashore.
Yeah, there's his hat over there under that tree.
Yeah, must have left it when he started back to the hotel.
This is his, all right. Sheriff, take a look at this hat.
Uh-oh.
What do you make of it?
Plenty. Let's get back to the hotel, quick. Where is he, Kroc?
He's on the back porch. He doesn't know we've come back yet.
All right, you keep him there. I want to go through his room.
Yeah, I'll keep him there, all right. Don't you worry.
Graham.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
Did you find my wife?
Yeah, we found her.
Where is she?
I put her in a room upstairs.
You'll have to help me arrange for a funeral.
Yeah, that can wait. I want to talk to you, Graham.
Yes, Sheriff, what is it?
Graham, I found something that makes me think your wife's death wasn't the accident you say it was.
And what was that?
I've been in your room. Found a letter from a girl named Nina Parks mentioning marrying you in September. Now, why are you so broken up over your wife's death if you were going to leave her for another woman?
Well,
And how are you going to answer this? Give it to me, Croc.
Here you are, Sheriff.
Graham, you recognize that?
Yes. It's my hat.
Yeah. If, as you say, your wife tipped the canoe before going ashore, how come we found this hat well up on the beach and dry as a piece of toast? Never in the water.
I don't know.
Thought that would stump you.
No, wait. I made a mistake.
Yeah?
You see, we landed first. Then after we talked for a while, we started back.
Uh-huh.
And that's when the canoe tipped over. I forgot my hat on shore.
It won't do, Graham. You lied about how that accident happened.
No.
The only reason for that lie that I can see is that you killed her to get her out of the way so you could marry this other girl. Now, isn't that the way it was?
No. That's not true.
Huh? Well, maybe you can convince a jury, but you can't convince me. Graham, I'm arresting you for murder. And to my way of thinking, this hat is going to send you to the gallows.
The sheriff was right. When the truth was discovered by further investigation, it was enough, together with the evidence of the dry hat, to convict Chester Graham of murder. Ultimately, he paid for his crime with his life. This has been another front-page drama from the American Weekly's album of famous mysteries. For exciting and fascinating real-life stories, you can always depend on the album of famous mysteries in every issue of the American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. The Chester Graham of our front-page drama was guilty of one murder for which he was tried and convicted. In the West, at the turn of the century, one murder was scarcely enough to tarnish a man's reputation. And yet, despite the lawlessness and shooting that went on, one woman fought to preserve her vast domain for 50 years. And only when she was 77 and weakened by age did she lose that gallant fight. You'll want to read the story of May Ringe and the Rancho Malibu. It's a story of a woman's courage and determination in the face of all odds. Don't miss it. It appears in the September 24th issue of the American Weekly, and it's called Fall of the Rancho Queen. The American Weekly is distributed by a group of the nation's greatest Sunday papers from coast to coast. It's read at over 9.5 million homes. Why not let that include your home, too? Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that carries the American Weekly, and share in the nation's reading habit.